Hi, thanks for calling OMAX Health. My name is Amy. May I have your name, please?
My name is Elizabeth Martinez.
All righty. Thank you very much, Ms. Martinez. Let's get this popped in for you. Martinez. Okay, great. Let's see here. Elizabeth. Okay, thank you, Ms. Martinez. Let me locate you. Would you please verify the address?
It's 401 Edenwald Road, Canyon Lake, Texas, 78133.
Okay, so that's not going to be you. That's a totally different address. Let me try something else here.
Elizabeth Martinez. Martinez.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. Let's get this pulled up. All righty. Martinez. Yeah, because when we checking that address, there's a different Martinez. So let's get this fixed here. Martinez. Okay. Yeah. So let's just bypass that one and keep looking here. There's another one. Okay, and that address again, please. What's the street name?
Excuse me.
This what's that address again, please?
401 Eden Road, Edenwald Road, Canyon Lake, Texas. Canyon Lake, Texas.
Okay, thank you very much. So that wasn't you again. What's the phone number on your account, please?
325-864-9197.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, it's not coming up that way either.
Well, you see, that 401 Edenwald Road, it's where I have it shipped. That's where my son lives. And I had set this up for me to get it. I'm a subscriber. So I'm surprised that you can't even look it up with that address.
Let's see here. May I have your email?
My email, T.A. Martinez.
T as in Thomas, A as in Apple.
E like Elizabeth, A like Apple, Martinez.
Okay. Thank you very much. I see you right here. Okay, great. So let's get this pulled up here. I do see, let's see here, your order. Let's see here. Yeah, let me go back and check this different one here. Email. Okay. Yeah, it looks like we have two for you. Let's go see what this one's all about.
Have two what?
There are two different accounts here, so let's.
Well, I only signed up one time, so.
Yeah, I see it. Let's see. Okay. Alrighty. Yeah, so I do see your order here. Let's have a look just to clarify. The Omax Sleep.
Yeah. It's the It's the Omax Omega 3 that when I signed in as a subscriber to get, you know, I think every 2 months you send me 2 boxes of that.
Every 2 months?
Yeah.
Right.
And the last one being that it was, I think the first time I ever ordered it, I did it, the order date was October the 10th. And then I got one in December, around that time, the order date, the 10th, or whenever the 10th lands, you know. So do you see all of that?
Oh, yes, ma'am, I do. Did you want to change your subscription frequency? Or?
No, I have been calling. I called in December twice that when I got my Omega 3 shipment, I got it just fine. But I am still waiting for y'all to debit my account. And when the lady, whoever I was talking to, she looked and she said, well, you've already paid because we have authorization codes for that.
Right.
And on that day when I was talking to someone, she told me that, you know. I said, well, I'm still carrying it in my bank account. You know, I balance my checkbook once a month, and the thing about it is that the first shipment when I subscribed to the Omega 3, that was for October. And I guess because I was putting all my information and the debit card I wanted y'all to use and everything, that when it was time for y'all to ship that, it went through. Because I get text alerts. I get text alerts when my card is being used. And that first shipment was $51.14.
Right.
So that went through. But when the December shipment went through, I've yet to see y'all debit my account. But the lady told me, and I have two amounts, really. The Omega 3 for December, which is $63.92. And on the same day when I was going to hang up after me talking to one of the ladies there, she asked me, I guess she noticed that I had ordered the Omax Sleep, the 20-count travel pack, and they had it on sale, you know, for
$6.99.
And she asked me if I wanted to try it again. I said, yeah, sure. And she took my order before I hung up. Well, that $6.99, that also has never been taken off my account, my debit card account, you know. So here I'm calling again February 1st, and I have talked to my bank, and this is what they're saying, and I hope you understand that when y'all are ready to debit the account like my account, you know, because I'm a subscriber, you run it through to see if I have the money there. I will always have the money there. And it gives you an authorization code, but you don't finalize it by taking my money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right. So let's see.
So
here,
because it's already February the 1st, before calling you, I talked to my bank again. And that's what they're saying. That the authorization code, yeah, it shows that I have the money, but y'all don't finalize it. And it's February the 1st, and y'all yet to do that. So what I'm wanting y'all to do is run my debit card so I can, so y'all can get your money for December shipment of $63.92. And the OMAX fleet that I got also in, late in December for $6.99. Is that possible, ma'am?
Okay, so let's see here. Yeah, what I'm actually going to do, I'm not sure if this is some sort of technical issue, but I'm relaying this. I'm going to have someone kind of overlook the account and see what this, what the problem is and see what we need to do to finalize that payment.
Yeah, and when I talked to y'all the first time in December, and I called twice in December, they said, well, you're paid because we have authorization codes on that amount, on both amounts, the $6.99 and the $63.92. And I say, yeah, but you really don't have my money because I still have my money. I'm still carrying those two amounts, you know.
Right.
So please have someone, and I'll wait, but y'all have to go ahead and do it again, even if you think that you got the money. But I tell you, I'm the one that has the money, and I'm the one that balances my checkbook. And every month in December, I was out $6.99 plus $63.92
mm-hmm.
in December when I got my statement.
Okay.
And here again, January's gone, and I'm still carrying $63.92 plus the $6.99.
Okay, so the bank said that. Can you explain that again? The bank is saying that we're not. How did you put that?
You're not finalizing it.
When
you run it through one time, you know, I guess to see if I have the money, you know,
mm-hmm.
It gives you an authorization code, and that's how they explained it. Anybody that does that, you'll get an authorization code, but you're not finalizing it.
Okay.
Where you really get my money, because you see, as soon as you, that, the completion happens, I even see a text alert come through my phone because I'm signing up to get text alerts when my debit card is being used.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So I do have someone checking on this for you to see. Yes, ma'am. What's going on there? We appreciate, you know, I do apologize for the inconvenience.
And you see, I wanted this to be cleared up because pretty soon, this month, I'll be getting another shipment without me doing anything because I'm a subscriber.
Right. Right.
And
so we definitely
a third one having to do. We'll see what happens when y'all ship me February shipment, but I wanted these cleared before y'all did another shipment for me.
Oh, absolutely. So we definitely want to take care of this for you. So,
and also make a notation, ma'am, that when my February shipment is about to happen and then y'all run it, when you're ready to get my money, finalize it, you know, because then I'm going to have the same problem.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. So let's see here. Yeah, I had someone overlook the account, and they couldn't see anything wrong with it. But what we're going to do, I'm going to note the account and send it over to have someone further investigate this. Okay? So they'll be reaching out to you. Let me just...
Somebody will be calling me about this?
Someone, yes, ma'am. Someone will be calling about it. If you'll remain on the line with me, what I'm going to do is note the account here and get this over. So let's see here. Okay. All righty, so let me write this up here. All right, Ms. Martinez, thanks for your patience. I want to make sure that we get all of your, kind of relay this as accurately as possible here. So I'm just going to explain really quickly on my order form what's going on here. Now it's for these two orders here. Just for those two orders. Let's have a look.
Yeah. The December order for the omega-3.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then this Omex Sleep.
Gotcha. 20 Thank you.
Count.
Okay.
And that was the same month, but different days, you know.
Right.
Called.
And this phone number, 325-864-9197. That's a good number for someone to reach you at. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. So let's see here. All righty. Okay, so sending it through for pre-authorization, but not finalizing authorization. Okay. All righty. So I have got this all documented, and we are sending this over for a supervisor to kind of investigate and see what's going on here. Someone will be calling you back regarding the issue, okay? So now here, what
How long will that take, ma'am?
You most likely would hear something back today. If not, someone will give you a call in the next 48 hours. But most likely today by the close of business. Okay, so
okay.
Let's see here.
All right.
All righty, I'm almost done. I appreciate your patience. Let's see.
Well, thank you for helping me.
Oh, not a problem. My pleasure. So let's just want to make sure that everybody's on the same page here so we can take care of this for you. So I'm just going to leave a note on the account. That's what I'm doing here. Make sure we want to get this documented so that everyone who works on your account is able to see what's going on here and be aware. Okay. Let's get those order numbers down. Okay. And again here, are not being deducted. Okay, make sure the payments get deducted. Okay. Okay, but yes, ma'am, a supervisor will be sent out to you as soon as possible. So let's see here. Alrighty, okay. So I'm just going to take this here and make sure that we're going to note this one as well. Okay, alrighty, Ms. Martinez, I do apologize for, you know, for the inconvenience here, but I assure you that someone will be reaching out to you to take care of the issue.
Okay. Actually,
you know, while I have you on the phone, now, are you taking anything for your immunity health? Right now, we have a probiotic that's going to boost your immune system. We're coming up on a season change here, and it's always good to be prepared. We have a probiotic on special for $19.99. We have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Would you be interested in giving that a shot today?
$19.99?
Yes, ma'am.
And how many is in the box?
It's a 30-day supply. It's going to be 30.
So
yes,
what is
ma'am.
The regular price on them?
Well, I'm not sure what the retail price is, but our price is $19.99. The special, I guess, regarding the product is we are offering a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And it's a probiotic?
Yes, ma'am. That's correct. That's correct.
Let me see. Well, I wouldn't mind doing that, but I'll probably have another amount that I'll have to keep up with.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're in... Right. If you're interested, you can always, once we get the problem resolved, we can always add that in for you. So just keep that in mind, okay?
Okay. I will, ma'am. But I've been wanting to do that. Even my son has been wanting to find a probiotic one, too, you know. So.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
All right. Okay. Well, is there anything else I can help you with?
No, ma'am, that's all. What is your name, ma'am?
My name is Amy, A-M-Y.
All right. I have a niece that her name is Amy Nicole.
Okay.
her first name is Amy, so.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. Neat. All right. Ms. Martinez, I do appreciate you very much for calling OMAX Health, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
You as well, ma'am, and thank you so much for your help.
No problem. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.